नहीं
वो हमारा वो भांजा इधर बैठे थे, बोला इधर आके बैठो उधर से, वो झांडिया वाला के साथ क्या बैठे
आपसे एक बात पूछना क्या? ये एक्सपेरिमेंट इज टू पहले किसान में बातचीत कर, व्हाट इज एक्सपेरिमेंट इज टू पहले गुटिया था बोला क्या?
यू हैव टेकन दैट टैबलेट फॉर पासिंग मार यूरिन डेली और यह करना
I'm passing.
Listen, but you have got the edema on the legs. And I will
make it is cured. That one tablet, two tablets, has cured. So, explain what is experiment to choose.
Now we must make. I have booked a visit at 7:15.
Huh?
At 7:15 I have booked a visit.
Sure,
I don't call it lovely. Now tell me, what is it?
So what is this experiment with truth?
About what?
Anything. The word.
There are two types of experiments, sir, according to me. I may be wrong and I am open to correction. One experimentation with the truth balls. Another experiment with your own mind. Which type of experiment do you want?
Mind is rejected immediately.
How?
Because it is not truth. It is accepting, it is rejection. Mind's business is to accept and reject. Therefore, it is not truth.
Only by mind and concentration of the mind is to get the truth.
Concentration is different.
But that is also of what? Of the mind.
Mind
of what? Mind?
When you concentrate in mind to the truth, then it is all right.
That is what I say. By concentration of mind, you get the
mind. Is
that is the right. Mind is not truth, but by mind we gather the truth.
Yes, we can direct our mind towards truth.
I did not mean mind is truth. All that is made up of maya, all that is made up of, mahatattva and down below are all falsehoods.
Therefore, experiment is truth. It's not experiment in the mind. So what is that truth and what is that experiment?
What is, first of all, there, let us know what is meant by experiment.
Experiment meant to examine whether it is truth or not.
And examines who examines and what? Who examines? The mind, man's mind. After all, no? And examination of anything depends upon the state of the mind, sir, according to the psychology.
Yes.
If the more concentrated the mind, better it will be nearer the truth.
Yes, well, that's all right.
That is what I say.
But mind power.
So experiment depends upon us there.
In there is truth, where is the scope of experiment?
I mean, that you want to you want to hit at that point, then you are absolutely right, there is no experiment.
Yes. There is this contradiction. If you say truth, there is no question of experiment.
That's right.
This is contradiction.
But like all these Dhyan yogis, you are a Bhakti yogi. But I talk of Dhyan yogi.
Dhyan yogi is also truth. If you follow, just like Dhyanavasthita Tadugati. So that is truth. But when there is question of experiment, that is not truth. That is my point.
When they are making experiment in an area which is not already known.
Yes. That is not true. So, experiment with truth cannot be. This is contradiction. That is my.
Now, you are right that way.
Yes.
But you have asked the question in a puzzling way to me.
No? So, I ask you, how this experiment with truth?
The experiment with science is that we are making experiment with biological sciences and abstract, sciences of physics and chemistry. And that those are truths already, we are trying to unearth. We cannot make truths Truths are there already settled by God.
Yes.
What we try to find out what is exactly and how it is being done. But we are not trying to find who is doing it. That is your point.
No.
I understand.
Truth, if the truth is there, there is no question or experiment.
We are experimenting to find out the truth. Truth is there. No doubt. My house is there, sir. But you may go this way, that way, that way. We are making experiment to go to my house.
So that means you do not know what is the truth.
Truth is that. We don't know the truth.
Yes, that's it.
We are making experiment by which way we'll approach the truth.
Yeah.
The experiment is with regard to the method of finding out truth, not with the truth itself.
Yeah. But the word means experiment with truth. That is contrary.
Huh.
There cannot be any experiment with truth.
Truth is truth. Truth cannot be experimented upon.
Yeah.
That I quite agree with you, and I become your chela in that respect. So far as the method of finding out truth, there are experiments.
And that can be there. That can
be. Now, all our physical sciences,
Hare Krishna. Yes. Hare Chitta.
What follow up? all these abstract sciences, mathematics, chemistry, physics, they have really been advanced by experimentation only. Because we did not know what truth is behind all these natural phenomena.
That is,
and we try to find out the real, how the natural phenomena are, happening. And that is what the experimentation of the human race was searching out the truth.
That is explained in Bhagavad Gita. Sattva jnanartha darshanam. Sattva jnanartha. Sattva jnanartha darshanam.
But these truths are approached, actually realized by various ways. Jnana yogis, or yogis, what we call, they realize it, Vikal Kalanis, they become, by concentration of their mind on these truths, they ever, highest truth, or God. They are after all trying to...
The yogis, they have already found the truth. Janavasthita tadgatena manusha pashanti jam yogino. So they have already found out the truth and their concentration. That is not experiment. They have already known.
But they have, no. I don't say they have experimented on the truth, sir. I think I am not making myself more clear to you. What I mean to say that they have experimented by concentration of the mind to find out the truth, and they have realized the truth that way.
No. Realize, that's the fact. Now they are acting. Mind is fixed up in super soul, paramatma. That is yoga.
Yes. You mean to say,
Brahma Bhavati.
Yes. He just, with all the knowledge of God, he is imbibed with.
Yes. He is constant. Just like our bhakti. Bhakti means, no, here is God, Krishna is the Bhagavan. So there is no question of experimenting. Now we are more, we are concentrating how to satisfy. There is no question of experimenting.
But the physical sciences, mathematics, chemistry, biology, we have to experiment in there. We are nothing but the finding out the truth behind the phenomena, natural phenomena.
Phenomena is changeable, all the same. Just like this. Samudra.
But the sometimes,
yes, sometimes.
Yeah, right, sir. But why the samudra changes? We go into the deep depths of the right.
That is
and
true. That is true. Why this? Just can't go out. Brahmati samudra the power. That is true. Govinda Madhu. That is the phenomena. That is changing. Mutta uttya paliyat.
What is all this? All of it.
कल तो फिर चले जाएंगे.
आई आर गोइंग टुमारो.
हाँ
टुमारो एट व्हाट टाइम?
आई डू नॉट नो
व्हाट टाइम.
Actually, nobody knows.
Tomorrow, it's not there. You are going on 27. Not
yeah,
tomorrow.
26.
Huh?
No.
Somebody said you were going at noon.
Huh?
Someone told me you were going at noon.
I don't think anyone knows yet.
Why is that?
I haven't bought the tickets yet.
No reservation yet?
Let us understand, if the truth is there is no question of experience. And if the experiment is there, that is not true.
Perfectly likely.
Huh?
That is correct.
It is contradictory.
Their experiment is just only speculation. Their experiment is speculation.
Yeah.
One wants to experiment, means they don't know what is true.
Yes. As soon as there is experiment, there is no truth. And if there is truth, there is no experiment.
One simply accepts the truth.
Truth is accept or not accept. Truth is truth. Huh? There is a father. There is a truth. You may not know who is your father. There is another. This is a fact, very fact.
You have said many times that when mother says that it's your father,
is yes, that true? That is true.
You do not go for the experimenting, neither is it possible.
Yes, there is no question of experimenting. Whether in my car. To take the truth from the mother and that's the Bible. Being more and more convinced, why Krishna said, Namami Duskitanam Muha Prabhupada. Anyone who is not Krishna conscious, he is within these groups, Duskitanam Muha. That is being more and more confirmed.
It may appear like learned men, or they may appear like They may appear like moral men or learned men, but still they are
not restless. Restless, yes. Therefore, begins in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Satyam Param Dhimam. The beginning is truth, Satyam Param Dhimam. There is no question of experiment. It is not this book, Bhagavat. It is an experiment to find out. It is beginning from the truth. Satyam Param
Dhimam. What is sadhana bhakti? It is not experiment.
Sadhana bhakti is practice. truth is there, but have to be intimately connected with truth, that is sadhana.
But sometimes we say to Swami, but why don't you make an experiment? Just try to chant Hare Krishna. Make an experiment and you will realize it.
Because he does not know. Therefore you say this experiment. He does not know.
So we ask him to perform this.
That means my proposition is one who does not know, for him experiment. One who knows, there is no experiment.
But there is...
You are asking, requesting him to chant Hare Krishna. This is not experiment for me. It is experiment for him. He does not know. Therefore you are suggesting you do like this and you will understand.
They are conditioned to make experiments.
Huh?
They are conditioned to make experiments.
Yes.
So they can dovetail that condition.
There is no question of experimenting, but he does not know. He's given chance, all right, try like this. But truth is there. Hare Krishna, Jaya. Oh, the water has gone this way.
Come, Sweetie. That is
people can understand that the truth is already there, but they can't understand how by meditating on one particular person or thing, all other truths automatically become realized. They want to experiment to find out what is the unlimited truth.
That's an experiment. Because he does not know the truth, but what she was.
Just by meditating upon the person Krishna, all other truth becomes known?
Yes.
Prabhupada doesn't say that no one can
know. Some animals, they do not actually touch the egg balls. I think what is called tortoise.
Yes.
They simply concentrate and they become into being.
Question, if you hear the truth, there is no need to make an experiment at all.
That is perfect experience.
That happens with full shraddha. When there is unflinching strength, you will not go for matching the
experience. Come and dance at Arctic. They want to swing their arms, why not come to Arctic and dance? In 1966, Prabhupada, we went up to Dr. Mishra's ashram upstate, and there was some yogi from the New York Institute there, and he said that automatically, just see these devotees, automatically they are doing everything that we are teaching just by this one process of chanting Hare Krishna.
That is the statement by Sri Krishna. Yaha haite sarva siddhi hai veta. By him, practicing this chanting, you'll get on patrasa.
morning we were out walking at a sunrise. And Hayagriva pointed, oh, and there's a very beautiful sunrise. And you said, oh, the sunrise is not very wonderful, but he who has made it is wonderful.
See, the glorifier, the scientist, another scientist. But they're so full, they do not glorify who has made that bread. You cannot make that bread.
I told him it might be the Purva Jamas. These Jamas, they have not done anything. Always thinking of going to the Sanskrit temple, coming back at 9:30, 10 o'clock, then take all the train. No,
that's not it. Krishna's Seva.
There you go.
Yeah. That's Krishna's Seva to finish these jobs.
Now you know Jamas from India. Yeah. I told them they may not be having India like Jamas. There may be right there suffering like this.
No, there is no suffering. That material existence is being reduced on account of serving Krishna.
One lady is there now in Bombay, whole family, old lady, young, children die.
Krishnaam anudhyunnaam harishetam dhanantam. This is special favor of Krishna. Because they, by this past activity, they want this material in the which you are complaining that they are reducing material in them. And that is Krishna's favor. He doesn't want reduction of material enjoyment. At the same time, they want to worship Krishna. So, Krishna is saying that these fools, they want me at the same time material enjoyment. So finish their material enjoyment. They will simply think of. Ovai sarcha prasakkana kaya apuhita chetasa dolhadmi buddhi samadhanga vidhiya. So long one will be too much absorbed in this material enjoyment, he cannot be perfectly devoted. Therefore, sometimes Krishna, when he sees that somebody is serious to get me, at the same time he wants material enjoyment. So indirectly or directly, he finishes the material. That is a special favor.
Taking a lady for a walk.
Man's body is made up of Kapha Pitta Vayu and woman's body also have the same ingredients.
Everyone.
So then what is basic difference between human body, I mean man's body and woman's body which attracts each other? What is that attraction?
If you want to be attracted, God has man in such a way. They both are now attractive to one another. You want to be attracted, therefore woman is man attracted. And the woman wants to be attracted, the man is attracted. This is nature's assignment, so that you may be bound up. by this attraction. Tayur mitha hridaya danti maam. You are already bound up, and by this attraction, you will be more tightly bound up. Bhunshan sriya mithani bhava mitha. The whole material attraction means man's attraction for woman and woman's attraction for man. But when they're seeking, where is woman, where is woman, where is woman, and woman is seeking, they come here to make this business. And when they actually attracted or united, then these bondage, material bondage, become more tight. Therefore, the basic civilization is how to slacken it. And ultimately, by force, separate, turn out. That is required. Because unless they are separated, there cannot be any spiritual advance. That is the whole process. The unity is bondage. I have written a letter that man is good, woman is good. And when they are united, they are bad. Both of them are bad. And the material world is taking, this is the best thing. But actually, that is not the thing. Man is good because he is part and parcel of God. Woman is good, part and parcel of God. But when they unite, they become bad.
For detachment, you suggest they remain separate.
Yes. Unless they are separated, it is very difficult to advance spiritual content. That is the whole basic measure. First of all, Brahmachari, he is educated very nicely that this is not good to marry and enter into family life. And in spite of education, if he's still inclined, then he's allowed to marry. This is a concession. And that is for 2 days, 3 years. Then compulsory separation from the family life, manapas. At that time, wife is allowed to stay with the husband, but finally they are separated. Sometimes wife will go home, remain with your children.
When they are in grahastha, are they making advancement?
That advancement is not very solid. But there is advancement. That is not very solid.
Without sex pleasure, a man and a woman would not be attracted to one another.
Yes. Attraction means that sex. There is no other thing. Janamaitanadi grihami visukhammitan. Why they are working so hard? They are nice. Only for the sex pleasure. That is the cycle of it. There is no other happiness. Janamaitanadi. Grihamedi sukham mitucham. Their happiness is based on the center of sex.
The body of a woman only reminds of the sex pleasure.
No, body of man or...
The body of man.
Same thing. This is the only pleasure. In this material world, so-called pleasure means sex pleasure. Why they are working so hard day and night? Only for that sex. That is the center.
They say we want to come together to serve the Lord. Is that excuse or...
But together they go to hell.
It's a problem.
in your society, sometimes household or devotees, they do very big job, and they are advancers.
Who has done that big job? Huh? He has done?
Because they all in the big GBT, and they are very good. Like Saurabh Das and Uti Das.
They are sunless. Saurabh is sunless. His wife bears his name with him.
So the same principle is there for everyone. Insofar as one becomes detached, there is a
sunless, yes. Detachment required.
It is not a matter of cloth.
No. Sunless. Anasattvasya visaya. There is no attachment for this eating, sleeping, mating. He is attached to Krishna. That is sannyas. Sannyas does not mean dress, detached. Sat sannyasi. Sat om tat sat is supreme, and for him everything discard. That is sannyas. Anasapta, what is that? Bhagavad Gita. Anasita karma phala. Kajam karma karo. Asanya. One who does not take the reward of his labor, he is sannyas. Anasya the karma part. Everyone works for some profits. And one who does not take the profit works for Krishna, he is sannyas. Anasya the karma part. Kajam. Kajam means it is my duty to work for Krishna. In this way, one who works, he is sannyas. Anasya karma phalam kajyam karma karoti ja sa sannyasi sa yogi cha. He is yogi also. Hare Krishna. Just like Arjuna. He is fighting. Not for himself. For himself he declined to fight. But when he understood that Krishna wants all that, could he say what I shall fight? I shall kill my grandfather and everyone. This is sannyas.
You know, Prabhupada, in the Chaitanya Chaitavita he says that if a devotee is sincerely serving the Lord and Krishna takes away his all his material opulence, and still if he's sincerely serving the Lord becomes his intimate servant. He says,
intimate servant?
Yes, in one part of Chaitanya Chaitanya.
Is a servant? Is what is used?
Becomes his friend.
That's all that. In the Srimad Bhagavatam 5th canto that there are grihasthas, they are not attached to grihasthas. Actually they are attached for Krishna. But maybe for convenience sake he remains as grihasthas. Grihastha, the two words, grihastha and griha medhi. One who is griha medhi, he is of grihastha. One is grihastha, he is of grihastha.